The Green Party is calling for an overstayer amnesty, and its spokesperson for Pacific People, Tiano Tuono, joins us now. Ata Marie.
Ata Marie, Morena.
How did you respond yesterday personally to hearing the announcement that there would be an apology after you campaigned for such a long time?
Oh, it was a bit emotional, to be honest. But I just sort of wanted to acknowledge the intergenerational trauma experienced by our peoples, and in particular my parents' generation, you know, because who lived through that. And my memories of that time are the memories of a child, because we are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Polynesian Panthers. And I actually wasn't born. I was born a couple of years after that. But I do remember in the Auckland suburbs, Greyland and Ponsonby, when they were Polynesian suburbs. So those memories are still there with me.
And have you been speaking to family, other people, about the community response? Has this been broadly welcomed? Is it going to make a real difference?
I think it has been. The people I have talked to have said that. It is a movement in the right direction, a movement towards healing, a movement to acknowledging the racism of the past, so that we can come together collectively to move forward into the future. But there's a couple of things that we did campaign on as well. That's that educational component as well, and then also ensuring that this apology is meaningful by having a broad amnesty for overstayers and pathway for residency.
So that amnesty, how does an overstayer amnesty now help those who were affected? As you said before, your parents' and grandparents' generation. Why would giving amnesty to people now be a solution or some sort of option?
The people that are what we know about the overstayers, I saw numbers with an immigration, and they're a couple of years out, so maybe they've updated them. So it's around about 14,000 people. The majority of those people are from the Pacific, the largest amounts. And they came here for exactly the same reasons that our parents and our grandparents came here in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And the important thing also to remember here is that they are also essential workers, and they have helped us carry us through the pandemic. There was a petition that came through last year. It was from the Pacific Leadership Forum, which got a lot of signatures and a lot of support, and they in their discussions referenced the Dawn raids as well. So for me, it's really important to see what has happened in the past, and particularly in the Dawn raids, within the wider trajectory of history of Pacific peoples within the Aotearoa.
And I suppose those who wouldn't support such a move would say there are many people on island at the moment who would also like to be in New Zealand. Why support those who are overstaying and are here illegally when those who are on island are still trying to move to New Zealand legally?
It is good to have transparent pathways for residency for those on the islands and also for those ones here. But it's also acknowledging that we have actually got people here as well already. They're already here. And often I get people coming up to me, employers, saying that, you know what, we need workers. We need people to help support what we're doing here post-pandemic. And so there is that. So I definitely support transparency from pathways for folks in the islands to move over here, but also acknowledging that a broad amnesty for overstayers here in Aotearoa, New Zealand would be, I think, something substantial in line with the Dawn Raids apology.
Thank you for your time this morning. That was the Green Party spokesperson for Pacific People, Tiano Tuiono.